In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing. We're on volume 17, May 4th, 1925. And this is a very, very, very essential and important understanding of the divine will. If you read this and study this time, volume 17, May 4th, 1925, you're going to begin to experience this great plan of God. Out of all the writings, that all the writings are beautiful, but this is a key writing that we have to understand. And so Jesus helps us understand this by one of the few times Luis is continuing the previous chapter, the previous talk, and it's the mission of the divine will, that reproduces on earth the mission of the Most Holy Trinity. Think of that. The mission of the divine will reproduces on earth the image of the Most Holy Trinity. The mission that God gave to Luisa is going to reproduce on earth the image of the Most Holy Trinity. Okay, so she says, after writing what was above, this is the day before the writing before, I, Luisa, began to do the adoration to my crucified Jesus. So telling us that this is essential to meditate on Christ crucified. I know a lot of people say, the Catholics always have Jesus dying. Yes, that's when we get to heaven, we're going to see a God who was crucified, a God who suffered. There's no other God that's like this. I mean, all the other gods, they come as power and they're in charge. They're showing their authority. Jesus comes as a baby, to be incarnated as a child, growing up as a child, silent for 30 years and then 3 years of saying who he was and what he wants for the world, what he wants for humanity. And, the culmination of Christ's life is the crucifixion, death, and resurrection. And without the crucifixion, as St. Paul says, we preach a Christ crucified. To understand Christ crucified is to be with Jesus, especially to be with him in front of the Blessed Sacrament. If you have Eucharistic adoration in front of the monstrance, to be with our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King, our God, to fall in love with our Eucharistic Lord. That's what Pope St. John Paul II said. He said that, to understand the Eucharist, you have to be with the Eucharist, be with the prisoner of love in the tabernacle. So here, Luisa, she's adoring crucified Christ, fusing all of herself in God's most holy divine will. And again, this is what we do every morning when we do our prevenient act. We fuse ourselves with our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit by fusing ourselves with Jesus, Mary, and Luisa, so that we can fuse ourselves with all of creation, all of redemption, all of sanctification, so that we are really entering into the divine will and participating in the prime act of God, the single act of God. This is what Jesus is teaching Luisa. So Jesus comes out from within Luisa's interior. Okay, here. Again, another sign that God wants us to be aware of. Where is Jesus? He's within the interior of Luisa. This is where he wants. This is through holy baptism. We become in God's image. And that's where God dwells. But God is showing us from a human's perspective where he wants to be in each and every one of us. It's not just a God that we pray to who's a million miles away. God who dwells within. And he wants us to begin to see and to hear and to smell and to taste our God reigning in us. So Jesus comes out from within Luisa's interior and places his most holy divine will close to Luisa's. Okay. And all tenderness in all this humility of God. He tells Luisa, Luisa, did you write everything on the mission of my most holy divine will? Now, Jesus says to Luisa, if you miss one word, he says, people are going to be lacking this understanding, these truths, these manifestations, these promises that I've given to the world. So he says, Luisa, did you write everything? And Luisa says, oh, yes, 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 I wrote everything. Now, this is the littleness of Luisa. Luisa was very humble. She never wanted to talk about herself. She always wanted to talk about Jesus. Yes, I told everything that you told me about you, I wrote down. Yeah, and this is Luisa's innocence. And Jesus says, what if I told you that you did not write everything, but rather you left out the most essential thing? Now that's for us to understand. What Jesus is saying to us, have you been reading volume 1 through volume 17? Do you understand what's going on? And we go, yes, yes, I'm learning. What happens if I tell you this? Jesus says, you don't know the most essential thing. So what God is doing through Luisa for us is waking us up so that what's the most essential thing? Now here we're in volume 17. I mean, we've learned so much from Jesus of how to become a divine mirror. And here is how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. And here, this is the middle of the book. This is the middle of if you want to say, the 36 volumes. And Jesus is saying, now I'm going to tell you the most essential thing. So Jesus says, continue to write. And you must add, this is what Jesus tells Luisa, the mission of my most holy divine will shall conceal the most holy Trinity upon earth. Listen to what Jesus is saying. The mission that I've given to you, Luisa, my most holy divine will conceal the most holy Trinity upon earth. And he says, just as in heaven, there is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, inseparable, but distinct among themselves, who form all the beatitude of heaven in the same way. In the same way of God in heaven, he says, on earth, thou shalt be three people, three persons who, because of their missions, which shall be distinct and inseparable among themselves, it will be the Blessed Virgin Mary through her maternity, which conceals the paternity of the celestial Father. And encloses in the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Father's power in order for Our Lady to fulfill her maternity, which conceals the paternity of the Celestial Father. So here, Jesus is saying, you have the Father in heaven. Now I'm going to show you the reflection of that. That's the Mother on earth. The paternity of the Father is now reflected in the maternity of Mary, concealing the paternity of the Father in heaven, which we can't see, encloses God the Father's power in order to fulfill Mary's mission as mother of the eternal Word, Mary, the co-redemptrix of mankind. These are the words of Jesus. This is why we know there will be a great celebration on earth as Our Lady as co-redemptrix. Because Jesus says this is one of her titles. Now we wait for the church to say this is going to happen, but we know with confidence it's going to happen. God has this planned. He's revealing this to humanity. And when you go through the co-redemptrix of humanity, the co-redemptrix of mankind, you begin to understand the importance of who Theotokos, the mother of God, is. The mother of God. The mother of God, the blessed mother. Our mother, but Jesus' mother. So again, So Jesus says, in the same world, there'll be three people, like there are three persons as on earth. The first is the Blessed Mother. She, with her fiat mihi, the incarnation took place. He says, Jesus, he says, his holy humanity is second. So the second person is the one born of Mary with the mission of Redeemer, which was to enclose the divinity of the Word, Jesus Christ, without ever separating from the Father, without ever separating from the Blessed Mother, from the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the spouse of Mary, in order to manifest God's celestial wisdom, adding the bond, this oneness of becoming inseparable from Mary. So here's the first one is the Blessed Mother, reflecting the Father, the paternity of the Father. Jesus, Son of God, is now Jesus, Son of Mary, on earth. Okay, and he says, and now he says, your mission, Louisa, the mission of my divine will, as the Holy Spirit will display his love in you, Louisa, okay, manifesting to you, Louisa, the Holy Spirit's secrets, the prodigies of God's most holy divine will, all the divine goods that this contains, in order to make happy all those souls who will give themselves of knowing how much the good of this supreme will contains, to love the divine will and to let it reign in their midst. These are the souls, Jesus says, who will let the divine will dwell within their hearts, and it may be able to form, the Holy Spirit will be able to form its life in them. So what does all this mean? The third person is Louisa, the mission of the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will display his love, manifesting to Louisa the divine secrets, the divine prodigies of the divine will, all the goods that the divine will contains, to make happy not only Louisa, but all those souls who are going to read and study and put into practice these knowledges that Jesus breathes into Louisa through the power of the Holy Spirit, that it will dwell in their hearts. So what do you have? Is you have the reflection of the Father through the paternity of the Father in the maternity of Mary. Jesus, Son of God, is Jesus, Son of Mary. The Holy Spirit through Louisa and those souls linked to Louisa. That's the prayer of the Our Father. I mean, that's the prayer of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Enkindle them the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your Spirit, and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through those souls who are one with Louisa. He says, this bond of inseparability shall be added between you, Louisa, the Mother Mary, and Jesus, the eternal Word. So the reflection of the Trinity on earth is Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. This is why when you do your prevening act in the morning, you fuse yourself with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to fuse yourself with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, so that you can fuse yourself with in creation, redemption, sanctification, so that we can enter into this gift of the divine will, and most essentially the prime act of God, the single act of God, which the saints, they were not given this opportunity to do this because they didn't have Louisa. We have Louisa. Great things are in store. Great things are happening. God has got great plans. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray for all the little children of the holy divine will to be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.